Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. And so on today's show, I have Dr. James Cruz. Good morning, Dr. Cruz.
Good morning, y'all.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
You'll never lose that accent,
I'll
will
never
you?
Never lose it.
I love it. So for those of you that may not know, Dr. Cruz is our Chief Medical Officer at the Way Memorial Community Health Centers. And how long have you been with us already?
I've been here 8 years.
Wow. I remember when you first came. I really do. And it's we are so happy that you are with us and you're staying with us. And, you know, I asked you on the show today to discuss our new up-and-coming topic, monkeypox, okay?
Yeah.
You've been on the show before, but, you know, we do rely on you a lot, our community health centers, our hospital as the chief medical officer to make sure that the information that we receive on, you know, certain medical conditions like COVID-19, like monkeypox, is correct, is sound. And so thank you for doing that with your team to bring us correct information. And that's why I asked you on the show today, is to do that.
Okay.
So you know, we still have COVID-19, but the new thing now in the news is monkeypox. You know, our goal here is not to increase anxiety, is to give correct information to reduce that. Is that correct? We don't want people to panic about it.
Yes. Y'all don't need to panic about this. It's, it is a new outbreak or new outbreak here in the U.S. and around the world, but this is very specific, and it's certainly not the level of threat of COVID, and y'all don't need to panic about this. We really haven't seen any cases here, and it's not at the point that you need to get too excited about it.
Right. So, you know, it is a virus that's out there, but it dates back to when? We talked about this.
It was first discovered in monkeys in the 1950s, which is where it gets its name from. But it actually is more likely found in rodents, and there have been some outbreaks in rodents. There have even been outbreaks in the U.S. in the past related to prairie dogs that got it from some rodents imported from Africa that got in contact with a prairie dog population, and there were some cases in humans related to that outbreak.
Right. And, you know, we were talking, too, that there may be some relationship, like, from past, why we're seeing it more, something with smallpox?
Yes, so I think it was first detected in humans around 1970, and really it's been traditionally an illness that mostly occurs in children. It mostly occurs in children in Africa and is spread sometimes in schools, close contact between children. And as this has unfolded, we're seeing more adults affected, young to middle-aged adults. And part of that is probably related to smallpox vaccination, because the smallpox vaccination campaign ended in about 1970. And smallpox vaccination provides some protection against monkeypox. They're closely related. So as you got into the 80s and 90s, most of the, you know, folks middle-aged and older had been vaccinated against smallpox, whereas just the 0 to maybe 20 or 30-year-olds hadn't. So we were seeing mainly cases in children. Now, we're another 20 years down the road. So even folks in their early 50s weren't vaccinated against smallpox.
Right.
So you have a much wider population that has really no immunity to this. So we are seeing a lot more adult cases now.
Right. And is there a vaccine for monkeypox?
Yes, there is a vaccine for monkeypox. It is not widely available yet. It is, apparently they've really ramped up production and they're starting vaccination campaigns, but mostly focused on areas and communities and that are hardest hit and with people with particular high risk factors of exposure.
Right. So, you know, I guess that's like my next question is, you know, how is monkeypox spread and, you know, who's at greater risk for it, I guess.
So, This is real important. This is a skin-to-skin contact virus. It can be in respiratory droplets, but there's not really been evidence of respiratory spread. If there is respiratory spread, it's really, really close, like being up in someone's face sort of spread, not like COVID, which can be spread throughout a room or, you know, spread all around a vehicle. It would really take essentially close or skin-to-skin contact. And probably all cases are spread through skin-skin contact.
Right, right. So, you know, going to the supermarket and going shopping and you know, using the shopping cart that may someone else, I mean, it could be on surfaces, correct? But if you walk by someone that may have it, you're necessarily not going to get it because you're not close enough contact with them.
Right. This is really, really a close contact. And most cases in the U.S. right now have been spread through, really through sexual contact. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a lot of most of the cases so far have been in men that have sex with men, and particularly been associated with events or parties. You know, it's not necessarily sexually spread, but you have to be really close with other folks without a lot of clothing on. So dance clubs in the summertime, wearing shorts and a t-shirt, mm-hmm. that sort of, you know, close parties where you are going to have a lot of contact with other people are really the risk.
Right.
And this is a population that's been affected so far, but really, it isn't sexually transmitted. Since it's a skin-skin contact method, anything where you're in close, particularly prolonged contact with someone else's skin puts you at risk. So we anticipate it will probably be showing up in other demographics that have that exposure. So maybe healthcare workers or folks that are in other personal services industry, things like massage therapy or other things where there's close contact, tattoo artists, nail salon. We anticipate that we'll see that type of spread. Then maybe contact sports or other things, maybe in school children that are close together, because kids touch each other more than adults do. But we really haven't seen much of that yet, so we kind of have to see how that's going to unfold.
Right, and that's why they really are listing this as a public health emergency, not a pandemic, because there's totally different criterias that meet those names and stuff like that, right? So it's a health emergency to bring that awareness to our population, correct?
Right. I would say it's not even an epidemic or a pandemic. It's not widespread. Now, but it's a public health emergency because this is the point that we could potentially stop it from becoming widespread.
Right.
So it has an emergency status.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been just a little over 12,000 cases in the U.S., if I'm right.
Somewhere, yeah. It's not definitely not as high as our COVID that we've seen throughout these last 2.5 years, to say.
And actually, as of Wednesday, it was 9,500 documented cases in the U.S.
Right. So, you know, if someone is curious, you know, how is it diagnosed or what are the symptoms that people may see if they need to be aware of it?
Okay, so it is, the rash is the classic thing. It causes a particular rash, not a diffuse rash. Most rashes are not going to be this. It starts as a painful red lump or series of lumps all around the body that start as painful and red, turn into a blister. Then that blister fills up with pus, becomes like a pustule that then ruptures and crusts over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not most of your rashes. The majority of rashes we're going to see are poison ivy or eczema or contact dermatitis or Lyme disease. It's not going to be that. So don't panic about a rash.
Right.
But new painful sores, you need to be checked out.
Right. And especially, you know, if you haven't really been coming close contact with someone either skin to skin, it may not be monkeypox, right?
Right. Probably. So the majority of folks that have even a painful sores, it's not going to be monkeypox. So you really do have to think about, have you had close skin-to-skin contact with someone? Have you been in a party or dance club or something where you really are close to people?
Right.
Or have you been close to someone who has been? That's the sort of thing we really need to think about when we think about the possibility.
Right. And for some reason, if someone did come down with it and they had to visit a doctor's office, it would be a good thing to call beforehand to give the staff a heads up.
If you think you have monkeypox, you should kind of let the staff know you're concerned about that. They may want the nurse to triage it. But I also don't have any concern about people coming into the office with it because it's not the respiratory spread like COVID. You know, we would want to know, we'd want to wear gloves. I would have no fear of seeing a patient that I thought had monkeypox. I would just examine them with gloves, use my alcohol, hand sanitizer, clean the room well afterwards. But we're just not seeing casual contact being as a spread.
Right, right. And, you know, for people that may be concerned, you know, continue to use your hand sanitizer, continue to wash your hands, right?
Yes, continue to use hand sanitizer, wash your hands. And really, I think through COVID, we've learned to be a little bit distant. We don't hug as much as we used to.
Exactly.
We're a little more cautious about, you know, even handshakes. Mm-hmm. But handshakes have not been shown to spread it. It's right. Not that sort of, it really takes much more contact to that. And contact with the sores or the crusting lesions.
Right. And, you know, we do, the recommendation is if someone does come down with monkeypox, they should isolate, right?
They should isolate. I think, I can't remember the exact time off the top of my head. It's a longer isolation period. It's a couple of weeks, maybe three weeks or so. But it does need to be until the lesions have completely healed. Not, this isn't like, you know, chickenpox or shingles where once they crust over, they're no longer contagious. This is contagious until they completely heal over with new skin. So it's a much longer quarantine period.
Right. And, they, and you know, if like, again, if anyone's concerned, they should definitely seek the advice of a medical person for all those guidelines, correct?
Yes.
And is there some place online, like the CDC website, where they can get more information on monkeypox?
I think the CDC has kind of the most reliable information that in very organized fashion. So I would trust the CDC's website to get more information for it.
Right, right. And they're updating it all the time, and we learn more and more because, again, because it's relatively new emergence of this monkeypox, they're continuing to research on it also, right?
Yes. They're continuing to research. There are still those questions out there, like the respiratory spread, but it really isn't. It's people that have been close together, really close together for a long time.
Right, right. That's really important. And so, you know, thank you. I mean, I'm so glad that, you know, we were able to discuss this topic, which is, you know, important for our community, just again, to bring awareness and stuff like that. But I think, you know, we do need to touch for at least two minutes that we have available is about COVID-19, because that is not gone yet either.
Yes. And we're really seeing big spikes in COVID numbers. I think I've been seeing a few more sick people. There was a period there where most of them seemed like just a mild cold. And I've had a few more sick patients in the past 2 weeks, but we're definitely seeing a big rise in cases. So that's still the real risk. I know y'all heard me talk about this for 2.5 years now, and I'm no longer doing the regular radio update. It is kind of so ubiquitous, and most people have been vaccinated or had the illness, but we're seeing those folks who have had it before or been vaccinated are getting it. You know, they're getting it again. So,
which is really surprising because, you know, what we've seen in trends, again, being at all the meetings that we discuss, we usually see less in the summertime and then it spikes more in the winter because people are more indoors and around each other, I'm guessing, as opposed to outdoors and fresh air, right? So that's kind of unusual.
Yes. And so what we've seen every other year is it get worse in the fall and winter. So we're at a high level right now.
Right.
I would anticipate it to get worse from now. So yeah. I really think if we have a message that it is that, yes, monkeypox is out there. We haven't seen any in our community. Most people in our community are not going to be at risk for it. This is not something I think you really need to worry about unless you really have had that close contact. What you need to worry about still is COVID and protecting yourself from COVID.
Right. So, you know, with the fall coming up, boosters, we recommend. First of all, if people aren't vaccinated, should they get vaccinated?
Definitely should get vaccinated. Even if you've had COVID, we're seeing folks have it multiple times and sometimes getting worse with each time.
Right, right. And there are many different COVID vaccines out there now, so they could always check with their primary care doctor. I know our community health centers, all different offices give it, and now it's approved from 6 months up, correct?
Yes, it's approved from 6 months up, and personally, if I had, you know, a 6-month-old, I would be making sure they get vaccinated.
Right.
I've just seen so much illness, mm-hmm. death, disability, and really, you know, disturbing our lives too much.
Right.
I would get vaccinated.
Exactly. So we only have like 30 seconds less. Closing comments. Wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Wash your hands and get your vaccine. And don't freak out about monkeypox.
Right. Thank you. Dr. Cruz, it's always been a pleasure to do radio shows with you.
Thank you, Carol.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. If you have any questions on today's show, feel free to give me a call at 570 253-8422 or visit our website at wmh.org for more information.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Y'all be safe.
Thank you.